All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 145. Learning today is sponsored by Arthur Greenberg in memory of his father, Jacob Ben Avraham, by Shirley and Stephen Rudolph in memory of Shirley's father, Aryeh Ben Reuben, Danish Masan Tzur B'Tzurei Chaim. Okay, today we'll do some misconceptions pertaining to the Birchas Ha'ilanos, the bracha on the trees that we make in the month of Nisan, as we do find ourselves in the month of Nisan. I have four potential misconceptions that we'll discuss, and we'll probably have to do it over the course of two videos. So here we go. So just the halacha is brought down in the Mechaber, Simon Reish Chaf Vav. The whole Simon is one Seif, so it's pretty easy to look up if you want to do it yourself. Mechaber says, Hayotzi bimi Nisan, v'ra ilanos shemotzi imperach. One who goes out in the month of Nisan and sees trees that are beginning to blossom, you make the bracha, Baruch Ad Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam, Shloch Yisrael Be'olam Oklum, Uvar Bo Brios Sovos, V'ilanos Sovos, Lehonos V'hem B'nei Adam. You make this Birchas Shevach V'odah, praising and thanking Hashem for giving us the, you know, he didn't have to, could have just given us bread and water, but he gave us this wide array of fruits and beautiful trees and all this, so therefore we make a Birchas Shevach V'odah. Okay, that's a halacha. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we're only talking about Dafka B'ilanei Ma'achal. So even if there are some non-fruit-bearing trees that are beautiful, we don't make the bracha on those, only on fruit-bearing trees. We do that, says the Mechaber, during the month of Nisan. Okay, so we'll try to uncover four different questions that maybe are somewhat of, I don't call them myths, but maybe misconceptions. So here we go. Question number one. Are we supposed to Dafka go and seek out some of these fruit trees in order to find them to make a bracha? Or is it just, if you see a fruit tree, then you're obligated to make this bracha? So if you look at the Mechaber, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the latter, that Hayotze Bimei Nisan, V'ra Ilanos, Omer the Baruch Hashem. If you go out of the month of Nisan and you happen to see some of these trees that are in blossom, so you make the following bracha. You know, if you see a Talmud Chacham, you make this bracha. If you see the Yamal Gadol, you make this bracha. You don't have to go and seek it out, but you make it if you see it. That's what it sounds like, and the truth is, Me'ikra Adin, that is a halacha. There is no chiyav, there is no obligation, like, to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. There's no chiyav to go and find these fruit trees in order to make the bracha. Yet, before I get to yet, I should say that, Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Tshuvas V'Han Hagos, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Tzadi, the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Reish Chavav as well as many other poskim quoted by the Piskei Tshuvos, all say that it is a very strong Midas Chasidus. We are encouraged to go and find such a tree in order to make a bracha. Alpi Kabbalah, quoted by the Zohar, quoted by the Piskei Tshuvos, the Zohar says that during the month of Nisan, the Neshamos from the Olam HaEmes descend into this world and wander around the Ginos V'Pardesim, the orchards and the gardens, and therefore when we go out to these orchards and we make a bracha on a fruit tree in the presence of these Neshamos, we provide a tikkun, some level of rectification to these Neshamos, and that's why it's a very good thing to do. So, Me'ikra Adin, we don't have to go and find these fruit trees. You weren't Mevatel Mitzvah if you didn't do so. Midas Chasidus, Api Kabbalah, it is very praiseworthy, and we're certainly encouraged to do so. Okay, question number two. Does it have to be in the month of Nisan? So here, the short answer is no, even though the Mechaber says, Hayotze Bimei Nisan, one who goes out in the days of the month of Nisan, the Mishnah Berurah there comments in Siv Katan Aleph, Orcha de Milsa Nakat, he's just talking the way of the world. Sha'az Derech HaRatzos HaChamim L'Lavei V'Lano said that it's in this month of Nisan that most countries, you know, north of the equator have their fruit trees and blossoms. So that's what the Mechaber says. That's what the Gemara says. It's just normal that it would be in Nisan. But it doesn't have to be in Nisan. Mishnah Berurah continues, V'hu Adin B'chodesh Achar, even if it's the next month, you're allowed to make the brachos in Iyar, in Sivan, whatever it is that the fruit trees are in blossom. You only make it once a year, meaning whenever, you know, if you like go from tree to tree to tree, you only make a bracha once a year, but whenever that month is that you see the fruit tree in blossom, you would make the bracha then. That's Me'ikra Din. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan comments that he lived in Novartik. He says, by us, we never make it in Nisan. It's always Iyar or Sivan. That's when the fruit trees are in blossom. Certainly, the Piskei Tshuvos points out, if you live in Australia or south of the equator, where the months are flipped, where the seasons are flipped, so they make the brachos in Tishrei and Cheshvan. So it's not Me'ikra Adin. It doesn't have to be in Nisan. That's just the Orcha de Milsa, says the Mishnah Berurah. Most posts can agree to this. Yet, the Piskei Tshuvos comments at the end, the Minhaga Olam is to say it in Nisan. The ideal lechatchila way is to do it in Nisan. Again, going back to the Kabbalah of the Zohar that we quoted, whatever exactly means, that the Neshamos are down by these fruit trees during the month of Nisan. So it is the better way to do it would be to do it during the month of Nisan. Me'ikra din, it can be done whenever you see a fruit tree in blossom, whatever month is it is in. Okay, I'm gonna shift to part two now for points 3 and 4.